Marriage is hard as shit. Welcome to Not the Worst Marriage Podcast.
Holy shit, it's been a really long time since we've recorded a podcast episode.
Yeah, it's been a while. I say we took a couple weeks off.
We needed a little time off, but we started off strong in quarantine. We released a bunch.
Yeah, and then we like.
And then we literally just dropped off.
Just fell off. So hey, we miss you guys.
We do miss you guys. We actually really do miss recording the podcast.
But now we have a new podcast room that we're doing this from.
And oh yeah, yeah. We redid the office at the house.
And another thing we started during this time was a Get Vocal channel,
which is so much fucking fun.
It's like an interactive podcast. So if you guys listen to us, we talk about a lot of the things we talk about here.
Episodes on, except it's a live broadcast, and we can invite up to three of you guys in with us. So we play like drinking games and Q&A. We do couples court.
Yeah, it's been absolutely fun.
It's so much fun.
We do it every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific time.
Yeah.
Get Vocal. It's on all our
If you go to our Instagram bio, that'll give you the link to our Get Vocal channel.
But please come join us there.
Seriously, it's so much fun.
Amazing.
We've only been meaning to tell you guys for like 6 weeks, but
yeah. We've been doing that every week, but yeah. We haven't been recording.
For real, but we haven't been able to get our shit together. Well, we don't have to like edit and publish and
right. It's all just
we just sit down and
the shit show is just
we have like two real time to talk about,
and
it really is a shit
people
show.
And the people that join are so fun because like sometimes they're really drunk, and
yo,
it's so funny.
It is pretty funny.
It's great. It is pure entertainment.
Yeah,
but we've made some friends,
legit friends. Is that sad?
No, I think it's
not
great.
Right? I mean, I think it's great.
I think it's fun too. So
yeah, so follow us there. We'll have an episode out. I don't know when this is going to go out, but every Wednesday. It's every Wednesday at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
Pacific time.
Yeah, Pacific time. So what are we talking about today?
Okay, so today we're talking about boundaries when it comes to your personal hobbies.
Right. So like people who have hobbies, whether it's, you know, rock climbing, golfing.
Right. Pilates. Flag football, book club.
Yeah,
whatever you like to do that
knitting,
doesn't involve your family.
Right. It's something that you do by yourself, right?
Yeah. It's just for you.
Just for you.
Because it doesn't, this particular conversation doesn't count towards like a mutual hobby.
No. Because we think that, I think that it's really beneficial to have a mutual hobby because you get to spend time together doing something that's really fun. Kind of like doing a podcast.
This is our mutual hobby.
Yeah, this is our hobby.
Funny, I don't really think of this as a hobby. Do you actually think of this as a hobby?
It's the one thing we've actually done together. Like right, I tried to get us to dance together, and you're like, no.
Dude,
I bought us dance lessons, and you're like, nah.
Least graceful woman to have ever worn a pair of high heels ever.
And I guess we've hiked together, but over
yes,
the past couple
years, we like camp and hike. That we do that, and movies are like a big thing for us. But agreed. No, I'm just saying you consider the podcast a hobby.
It's kind of it's fun. I like it.
That's not a word. I mean,
I don't disagree with you. It's a lot more to me than that. It's not just a hobby because, like,
yeah, to me a hobby is
like impactful and like sharing our story and stuff is shit and is a lot more meaningful than just a hobby. Like, I don't want to
right,
just
like model plane building is a hobby to me. Like, I don't want to consider this a hobby. That's interesting that you would categorize it that way.
Yeah. Huh. Something we do on the side is fun.
Yeah.
We get to interact with people, have fun, encourage people.
No, I mean, I love talking shit to you in a public forum.
Right. You just make me laugh all the time.
So why? I don't even know how much. For the record, we haven't talked a ton about this topic prior to recording, which I think we should start doing that in general.
Just
like decide on a topic.
We're off the cuff. Yeah.
Decide on a topic and then make our own bullet points and then just go ahead. But
I brought up this topic.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
You do this all every time.
You do this every single time. No. Okay, hold on. That ties into what I was about to say.
Sarah,
why are we talking about this?
It's in my notes on my phone.
Bitch, I said it. I was the one who said it first. I was like, that would be a great...
Yeah, because I brought it up. I said, hey, boundaries, but no. Hobbies. And you're like, yeah, that would be a great idea. You confirmed it first does not mean you came up with the idea.
I think you're remembering it wrong.
Oh, let's stop it right now. We'll start again next week. Sorry, guys. This is the quickest episode ever.
Fine. It'll make you feel better. It was your idea. It was wonderful. And now we're talking about it. Look at you. You're so bothered. It's so weird. It's so weird. Okay, fine. Sterling, what made you think of this episode topic?
Is it like how the priorities of your hobbies like change, like as you like?
Oh no, I thought I set you up for an easy answer. Sorry, that wasn't the answer we were looking for.
Wrong again, Sterling.
So
no,
we have some friends whose husbands have hobbies that are weekly, if not daily. So.
Agreed. But the reason why I wanted to talk about this subject was...
Oh, okay, I'm wrong.
No, the reason... You're wrong about the way... The reason why I wanted to talk about it? Absolutely.
Yeah, well, when I brought up the topic, that's what I meant.
Oh, I brought it up because your hobbies, like my hobbies have changed so much throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've talked to a lot of husbands and men in general who they don't get to do their hobbies as much or they prioritize their hobbies like more than their family. And I'm like, that's bullshit.
Would you agree that this is a more male issue?
Could be. I think I would say so. Yes.
Like moms go months without time to themselves.
But like mommy, but mommy needs like, you know, girl night, like,
you know, I could be wrong. That's why I was genuinely asking, like, do you think this is more... Oh, my gosh. Just cough into the pillows. Do you think this is more of a husband issue?
I think it's a struggle for men more than women.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think so.
I wonder what that is. Maybe we'll figure it out.
We're like hunter-gatherers. Like, we need to get out and go do shit.
Oh, God. That is the dumbest reason. That is the dumbest reason I've ever heard.
The caveman answer.
Oh, sorry. Men were just... made to provide. It's in our biology.
There's a lot to that though.
We can't help but need our own time. Go have fun. I mean, I have your baby biting my nipples, but I hope you get a well.
Hey,
I night off.
What would be like a woman's hobby?
I don't know. I don't have any hobbies. I'm trying to. What's one hobby I've had?
Oh, makeup? Does that count?
No, because that made us money. Oh, like, here's a good thing, too. If it makes money, it's not a fucking hobby. Even if it's something that the person enjoys.
Really? Okay.
Yes, really. Do you disagree with that statement?
No, I'm just saying, like... Okay.
Like, if you played rugby but made money doing it, it wouldn't so much be a hobby.
Right. No, I understand. You have a tone because you think that...
I don't have a tone. What's my tone? If the shoe fits, bitch. What's
it's
my
because,
tone
like,
implying?
So when Sarah got her like job as a makeup artist at MAC, I looked at it as a hobby. And she's and not as a job. And this was a big fight for us for a long, long time. And at the same time, while I had an actual hobby... Right.
Sterling had an actual hobby.
Which was playing rugby. And
3 times a week.
For a certain season for 3 months out of a year.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened for a few years.
So I'm just saying, it's not a hobby if it makes money. Oh my God,
sometimes.
You can't even say it. Oh my God, you can't. Well, sometimes, give
like
me an example.
Like, if it makes, like, if I, like, volunteer, or if I go, like, do, like, 2 hours on the weekend to make... $20, but it's for something, you know.
Oh, I mean, I guess
school. Like if it's impacting your budget, then yes. If it's just like something you do on the side and you make money on it,
Yeah, no, I'm not talking like about like $40.
Well, for some people that might mean something, but like,
okay, I mean, figure out whatever your budget is, however much money is worth your time. But for the most part, I would say like,
but the,
no, it doesn't.
In
count.
My defense, like during this time, like we didn't need you to work. Like you just wanted to work.
I knew you were going to say it. Yes. And that brings us to our next point is maintaining your identity when you are married with a family. Because exactly. You are still an autonomous individual who has individual wants and needs.
Right. So you should hold on to your hobbies.
It wasn't a hobby. It was a career. You're such a fucking cunt.
I was talking
about you act like I went and like played makeup at my friend's house.
That's the way you made it seem.
That's the way I made it seem?
Yeah.
You communicated
it badly to me.
Communicated?
Communicated it.
But yeah, so it's, I mean.
Which, this whole story is such a fucked up situation because I was not in the right spot during this time in our marriage. And oh. I
was just going to change the subject. I don't have to, like, rake you over the coals about it.
Oh, I don't feel like it's breaking me over the coals because I'm like it's just an example. It's a good example of the fact that
yes,
like I was early in our marriage, like when our kids were younger, it was easier to have a hobby because they were not as involved with things. Like right. we had more free time at night, so like I played rugby, but as they got older, I didn't recognize that I was needed more at home, and also that you needed.
I just needed you to be there,
right? And you didn't.
Oh, and then also,
and yeah. I was very dismissive about it.
Right.
But at the time, I didn't recognize it. I was like, "Oh no, I needed a hobby for myself." And I encouraged you to have a hobby, and
as long as it didn't interfere with your hobby.
Right. Mine took priority. Duh.
But I do. I think that is a common young man mistake.
Oh yes.
Maybe I mean, I just
for
think
me
that's
it
a,
was.
I think it's a very common young man mistake to make.
And maybe
I think
like
some guys
young
don't
husband
ever learn
thing.
It.
Or young husband thing, because yeah. You might make this mistake in your 30s if you're just early married and you've lived your whole life
point.
Like
by yourself,
working your own schedule and doing things the way that you want to do them.
Right.
When you get married, that shit fucking changes.
Yeah. Sorry. You don't have your own life anymore. You just don't. I guess like the only time that I would disagree with my own opinion here would be if both people were on board. They're like, yeah, I don't care what you do later. Like, see you in 3 days. And that doesn't bug me.
Right. And there's some marriages who they have that where they're like, okay, go ahead, go on your fishing trip or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Other people aren't cool with it. We're not here to set your fucking boundaries.
No, but I do have to say that I haven't, have we ever talked to a couple that was doing really well that didn't spend a lot of time together?
I don't know that I can confidently answer that question. Like,
there's a couple that I can think of.
Right. But for the most part, the happiest couples spend a lot of time together, in my opinion. But
that's a more positive way of making my point.
There are also people who spend time apart and value that time. And for them, it's very important. And I'm not going to shit on that either.
Oh, no, I'm not shitting on it. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. You need to keep your priorities straight when it comes to your time and your attention.
Right.
Because two, hobbies usually aren't free.
Right. Because you're taking time away from something to do your hobby.
Well, what was my point that I made the other night when I brought up this topic? It was about, like, you have to recognize that when you have a hobby, you basically owe your spouse a solid. Because every time you're not there, your spouse has to pick up the slack somewhere, and vice versa.
Right. For some people, it's a barter system. You get to do this, I get to do this. I go play rugby, I get to do this.
Well, yeah, or it doesn't even have to be that. It just kind of, if you're, like, for instance,
not really
when
a barter
you're,
system, but...
Right. I know what you mean. But, like, when you were playing rugby... Yeah, when you were playing rugby, I didn't just need to also go out... Sometimes I just needed you to, like, I don't know, do something extra nice.
Right. Show appreciation.
Yeah. Just like pick up the slack,
which
like a little bit.
Which I fucking failed at. So dudes, don't fail at it.
Damn, you're like just shitting all over my husband.
Take it easy. Learn from my mistakes. That's
like
wisdom.
You don't know him.
Well, I do. And yeah, sometimes he was a piece of shit. And sometimes he was kind of selfish. And I think that men, in general, when it comes to hobbies, become selfish. Because, and it's a stereotypical, you see it on movies, like, oh, you get married. What about guys' night? What about poker night? What about...
Right.
It's typically towards men.
Yeah.
But that stereotype is kind of fucking true.
It's kind of true. I think it's... I'm trying to think of...
Think about fantasy football.
I'm trying to think of a single woman who's ever been like, I don't get to go to Pilates 3 times a week like I used to. Like, I've never heard a mom say that.
Right. So... Yeah, it is geared towards men, but I'm sure there's women out there who also have hobbies and stuff that they should prioritize, because
right.
you should
there's
also
nothing wrong with
be
having
able
a hobby.
To, you should also hold your identity in your relationship.
Yeah. Well, what?
You should hold your identity in your relationship.
Oh,
like,
maintain
so like,
it.
Like yeah, maintain yeah. it. Like
not your identity is your relationship.
No, yeah, no, I didn't mean that at all.
Right. Right.
Like if you like the golf, but like if you're golfing, you know,
but like
seven times a week and not spending time with your wife and your marriage is falling apart, maybe, don't golf so much.
I mean, yeah.
Right? Or if you're playing video games until midnight
oh my gosh, video games.
And you're not paying attention to your wife.
How did video games not come up with
I didn't even, it's not even in my notes, but for some...
It's not in my notes either.
Some married
That's
couples
such a
play video games
us?
To give. Together.
To give?
Some married couples play video games together. Which
right.
is
so
great.
That's a hobby you have together, so it doesn't count.
We have a hobby together, and that's us playing video games and Tara destroying me at Mortal Kombat single time.
And then my carpal tunnel acting up, and I'm like, okay, I gotta go.
And she just hits all the buttons. She's just like...
No rhyme or reason.
Just
literally
smashing
zero.
The
Could not do the same move twice
I'm like, back,
if
back,
my
beam.
Life depended on it.
I'm like still using like Super Nintendo codes.
Oh, is that... I literally in my head say back beat. Does that not exist on whatever? I don't even know
we're
sold. Playing.
Mortal Kombat.
No, I mean on the PS4 or the Xbox 360. Which one do we have?
Both.
Oh.
It's both, kids.
God, I hate video games.
But right,
yeah,
but
this
video
whole,
games. But
the, this whole I need 4 hours a day to play video games. You don't need 4 hours a day to do fucking anything by yourself outside of have a job. Like
right.
Maybe that's super harsh, but I don't get people getting so wrapped up in their hobbies that it negatively affects their family. That is just something I don't relate
right.
to.
Your hobbies when you were single, those could have been high on your list. But when you get married,
single,
you
go
the
from
priority
single
list?
To a couple. You go from one to two people. Why would you not take the other half of your life into consideration when trying to plan your 50%?
Right, and. Then if you add kids to it, like that, you have to give up more and more of your hobbies and the shit that you want to do.
Yeah, sorry.
That's part of being married and parenting.
Parenting
sorry.
Is now one of your hobbies.
That was the fine
now
print
one of your
that you didn't read.
You didn't realize that
you
don't get to play
read,
flag football this season.
You didn't read the terms of service of marriage and you fucked up. So
right.
get on board.
We should do, this is what our next Get Vocal should be about.
Is what, hobbies and how they...
Yeah. I want to hear some different perspectives. Like,
absolutely. Because there's also the perspective of like, I want you to have a hobby because
yes.
I don't want you to just be wrapped up in what I'm doing.
Right,
I want
no,
you to
I
have your
I
own
you
identity
have,
and
well,
your
and
own.
I don't want you to get lost in your job and in your, you know, and the kids and where you kind of don't have anything for yourself. I don't want that for you. I think it's important we both have that. Right now, I'm trying to think of what that is for either of us right now, and I can't.
That's what I said. Podcasting is our hobby.
For real. Oh, there you go.
Right. And another thing about hobbies that I wanted to bring up was the fact that kids' ages change it.
Yeah. Because a hobby, if you have a hobby that includes one or more of the kids, it doesn't count. It doesn't count towards this conversation.
Right, like if you went golfing and like you could take your kid with you.
Right, like if you
kids,
fish, like yeah, like if you're fishing, a big fisher and you take your boys or your girls or kids or whatever.
That's family time and that's kind of
like
different.
Sweet. Then yeah, well
it's not
then
like selfish time by yourself.
Then it doesn't feel like a withdrawal.
Right, if we talk about like, you know,
deposits versus withdrawals when it comes to like love languages and relationships in general, like yes.
Right. That's a good point to bring up.
Yeah. Time you spend, I mean, within reason too, Like, but time you spend away from the family is, at least the way that I look at it, is a bit of a withdrawal. With, again, within reason.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, like having to travel for work isn't...
Right. Yeah, that doesn't, that's...
Right, no.
Like, required.
Right, like it's kind of a withdrawal, but it's a necessary one. I think, too, women struggle more with, like, losing their identity in, like, being married and having a family.
Like, it's more of a struggle to have a hobby?
Yes, like, it's a lot easier for women to get lost in just kids and work and husband and extracurricular activities and grocery shopping and all that, you know, I don't know, regular mom stuff. Mine totally did.
Mom guilt?
Oh, my God, mom guilt.
How much does mom guilt tie into that?
100%.
Because if you do anything away from the family, it's a...
Yeah, you feel guilty.
Because you're taking away from the family? Like, it's more of a... like a...
I guess that's what withdrawal. I mean by a withdrawal. Yeah, that's...
Right.
It's... Man, I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one who thinks mom guilt like that.
I bet you all moms are going, yes, this is exactly why we don't have a hobby. Or
right.
I used to do these things and I don't do them anymore.
Right. It just is what it is. But I think, too, that this, unless you have another point to make, I was going to go on to like the next bullet.
No, I have a, mine is the next bullet, too. So.
Oh, okay.
Carry on.
Continue. This ties into, I think, why sometimes people get upset, or women maybe get upset at their husband's hobbies, because they look at it as like, you have no problem just like being away all the time. Like, you don't, like, that's totally like, fine with you. You don't feel guilty.
You don't miss the kids. You don't miss me.
Oh, that fucking, I feel so seen.
Oh my God. Is that how you feel?
Yeah. Yeah, actually. Uh-huh.
Like, oh, you could be spending this time with me, but.
Right. You're like away. You don't, you're number one. Like, when you get a free second, it's that you want to spend it doing something else.
Right,
but there's a balance there, but at the root of it, yeah, I would say that that's it.
Right, and that's what my thoughts are, that there's a balance between like doing the things that make you happy, because I think in your marriage, like individually, you have to do things that make you happy, whether that's a hobby, if you go see a movie. There's been times when I go see a movie by myself because I just...
Serial killer.
Because it makes me happy.
It's terrible.
So finding a balance between like what makes you happy and... is it healthy for your marriage?
Yeah. Well, you got to be able to talk about it.
But you got to be honest with yourself. Men, you got to be honest with yourself. Your video games, your golfing tournaments, your, you know, poker nights, like if those are happening and you're not spending time with your wife,
yeah.
Be honest with yourself. Like, well, check yourself.
In some episode we've talked about how, like, we both kind of know if we have had a few busy weeks where we haven't had a ton of time together, and our first like free night, neither of us are going out.
Right. No, the
not next by choice. Night like the next free night is ours. Yeah.
And you have to make each other a priority that way. And we've said that from the beginning of our podcast is,
yeah,
in marriage, the number one priority is your spouse.
Yes.
It's gotta be.
Mm-hmm.
But having said all that, like, I feel like we're like, don't have a hobby. Spend all your time on your spouse.
Right.
But at the same time, you got to love yourself and fucking do shit that makes you happy too.
I mean, yeah, self care. And you got to
support your spouse.
Yeah, yeah, you got to support your spouse in it. So the first half of the episode was pretty much just us saying, if you have a hobby, don't be a piece of shit about it.
Right. Be reasonable.
Don't be such a selfish asshole. If you like to do fun things on the side.
Yeah, fun selfish things.
That don't involve your family, whatever. Yeah.
And dragging your wife on the golf cart,
yeah,
on the course for 4 hours does not count.
No, that does not count. Unless she is an avid golfer.
If she's not swinging the clubs, it doesn't count.
Yeah, if she doesn't want to be there, or if she doesn't golf on her
own. I'm speaking for her right now. It doesn't fucking count.
Golf wives, we see you.
We see you.
We see you, we hear you. We are you.
Defend your husband. That's cool.
Oh man, I wonder.
So the second half is, this is why you should have a hobby.
The second half is, don't be resentful if your spouse has a hobby and you don't.
Right.
That's the, I don't know, fucked up other side of the coin, I guess.
Right, because I think that having a hobby is something that you should have.
Yeah.
One of the things that I like to do, and I don't get to do it very often, is like go hiking by myself. Mm-hmm. We like to go hiking together. For me, there's something peaceful about hiking by myself. I've hiked the Grand Canyon by myself. I've done plenty of hikes by myself. I love it.
Yeah, I don't get it, because that to me sounds like the most depressing thing I can think of.
Oh, and it's for me, it's the best time ever.
I went to a movie by myself once when we were separated, and I about fucking cried. I was like, I've never felt like a bigger loser in my life than not having someone.
What movie did you see?
You know what? That's irrelevant, okay? Because I'm like, everyone likes to go to the movies. What kind of loser can't even find someone to go to the movies with them? I didn't ask anyone, but I was like, I'm going to try this going to the movies by myself shit out.
It's amazing.
No, I literally was depressed. I left feeling sorry for myself.
It's the best thing ever. Do you want popcorn? Do you want bonbons? Yeah, I'm going to treat myself.
Maybe it just made me realize how much I like to talk during movies. Yeah. I had no one to talk to. It's
fucking annoying.
I had no one to ask questions. I love
going to the movies by myself. Shit.
Fuck you. You're never allowed to see another movie without me.
Last year I saw a movie without you.
What movie did you see last year?
Endgame.
But that was only last year? No.
Yeah, it was a year ago. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
2020 feels like 2 years already.
Oh, my God. We've been through a lot. Life. Since January, like 3 years have gone by. But yeah, there's a difference between being resentful of your spouse having a hobby and then being jealous of their time and attention.
Right.
And you got to check yourself and recognize which one you're feeling. But two, I feel like...
And there's two sides of that coin.
Yeah. Well, I feel like you and I have done a pretty good job in the last couple of years of being able to say, like, I don't care that you're going. Like, I don't like that you're going, but, like, it's cool. Like, I'm just feeling a little jealous or whatever, but it's fine. Because sometimes one of us just needs the reassurance.
And that's one thing I was just going to bring up, is that we've been honest in going, hey, I need a little reassurance here.
Right.
Just mm-hmm. just a little bit. I'm feeling a little bit insecure here.
Yeah. And then if they say that, you just got to make sure you actually follow through.
And if you don't, you're a piece of shit like me. You have to apologize.
Was it even about you?
Oh, don't you fucking lie. Oh, the audience knows.
I guess it was in reference to a date night.
Yeah, I know.
Oh man, is there any bigger fuck up? I've done it too. Just equal playing field here. Is there any bigger fuck up than promising your spouse something and not delivering?
Oh, it's terrible.
It is the fucking worst. It feels just as bad. Both of us have been on both sides. It feels just as awful.
I don't know what side I'd rather be on.
I don't either. I genuinely don't.
I'm selfish. I don't like being on the disappointed side.
So you would rather be on the offender side?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
I hate saying sorry, so yeah, I would totally rather you be the fuck up here.
Oh yeah, you for fucking sure. I hate saying sorry.
I'm working on it. It's one of the biggest.
We're all a work in progress.
It is
Sarah.
One.
It's okay.
It is literally one of the biggest character flaws I've ever had to deal with. Probably the one I've had the most difficult time with.
Yeah.
It's a feeling I can't control, like hunger. I go to say sorry and nothing comes out. It's so weird. My brain is all, no, you're not.
that's your hobby, not saying sorry.
My hobby is...
Well, finding ways of not saying sorry.
Usually when I say sorry, it comes out as I forgive you.
Somehow it comes out with me saying I'm sorry. And I'm like...
And I'm like, it's okay, what? Babe. It's okay. You're all
so
what?
Confused.
You're like, you really hurt my feelings. I'm like, I forgive you for attacking me right now.
With your feelings. Your feelings should not be used as a weapon, Sterling.
I just clean this house. If you could mop up your fucking feelings.
Can you use your tears to mop up the floor to help me out a little bit?
Oh, God. I would never say that, but if I'm being honest, there are times I want to.
Oh, I know.
Girl, you don't have to fucking say it.
So what's this article about hobbies that you...
Oh, okay. So I, looking stuff up for the podcast, I came across this article that I didn't finish reading. It was like the first you know, paragraph, and I was like, oh, this is a good idea, so I'm just going to run with it. But it was about how in our culture, so many people have like side hustles or, you know, side businesses, or they're able to monetize their hobbies. And the example that was used was like, oh, you crochet, like that's great. You should do that on Etsy, like sell it on the side, make money. So kind of the concept of having a hobby is sort of going away, because our generation looks towards work as like almost our entire life.
Like part of our life is work.
Yes. We're very guilty of this. Yes.
Oh, that goes. I do not resonate with that at all.
No, but well, okay. I do. Well, true. I can see you do. I have looked to monetize just about anything that I can in the last couple of years.
I just want to enjoy it.
Right.
That's why going on a hike alone for me is, yeah, there's no one else there. It's just for my pure enjoyment. Right. That's what a hobby's like, where I get to forget the world for whatever that moment of time of doing that hobby.
So the point of this article was basically that like having a hobby, there's a lot more value in it than, you know, getting a return on your investment.
Oh, is that I need to read this article. I like it.
Yeah. Is that sometimes a hobby, its purpose can be for you to forget work.
Exactly. Like, yes.
Straight up just fun.
Yes.
Reading this, I was like, I don't understand what you're saying. How can I make money off of what is also fun?
I don't know. You're just like jokes and laughs all the time. Which I'm all about. Like, I want to make money too. Don't get me wrong. But like, I love hobbies that are just to go just fucking fun, go off-roading or, you know, something to just get your adrenaline pumping and you don't have to.
Not just like a day off. I mean, like a hobby. Something that you enjoy, maybe that you're good at, that you're willing to spend money to do.
For me, rugby was that for me for a while.
Right.
For years, I loved it. And it was just a fucking great time.
Yeah.
We
just didn't have the right balance.
I didn't use my hobby in a healthy way at all. Like, I poured more into that than I ignored my marriage.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I wanted to bring this subject up, was that it's like a warning sign. It's like sometimes a hobby that you really, really love and enjoy, you still got to find that balance.
Yeah.
So it doesn't affect your marriage and other parts of your life.
Don't turn a good thing into a bad thing.
Well, exactly.
By not having healthy boundaries and fucking it up.
And the other shitty part that I've found lately, and don't know what to do with it, is that like as I've gotten promotions with work, I don't have enough time for hobbies.
Yeah. Another thing that this article brought up was work-life balance.
Right. And like, how do you include hobbies in that? Like,
right.
For me, it was like, if I have to cut off anything, it's going to be a hobby. Something that I enjoy doing by myself. Well,
it's kind of like the first thing, if your priorities are straight, that probably is one of the first things to go. Right, or at least get
down. But wouldn't you argue that like doing something for yourself should be like, that's a mentally healthy thing to do.
Yeah.
Like, why not keep it a priority and you trim other things?
Yeah. Well, and the same thing, it can be, you know, quantity versus quality. Like, if you have a hobby you do once a month, is that enough?
True.
Or are you the type of person who's like, no, it has to be once a week or it has to be every day? Like, there's no compromise there. Come on.
Oh, absolutely. It could be working out. It could be.
Yeah.
Whatever your hobby is.
Yeah. Well, and two, there's like, for instance, rugby, you said that was just for a season. Like, we just could buckle down for the season. It was going to be tough because you traveled and it was like, you know, right around 3 days a week on average.
Yeah. For about 3 to 4 months.
Yeah, which is, I mean, that's a long time.
Yeah, it's a quarter of the year.
Yeah, it's a decent commitment. Oh, man. Shit is so hard. Why is this so hard?
Why is what so hard?
Just being a person.
Just being a person.
Really, just being married.
But I think everybody should have a hobby. I think people should, like,
that's what I want to start going back to the gym.
I've been trying to find a hobby for me. Like,
it is straight.
And sometimes, like, my career has gotten away, has blinded me.
Yeah.
And that's something that I'm trying to work on.
Yeah. Like, well, because
this subject speaks to me so much because I need to find a hobby.
It's a husband thing. I think
guys need it more than
hobbies. Yeah, they do. Which is so odd. I feel like I need to look into that more. Like, what is it about?
Some guys like shooting guns. They're just like, I'm going to buy a gun. I'm going to go out shooting. That's her hobby. I have no interest in that at all.
No, I know.
You know, like,
no, I know.
I tried to find different hobbies. And I'm like, eh. Hmm.
No, I know. I wonder what it is about men. And I don't say that in like a derogatory or negative way, but it is, I think, a bigger struggle for guys.
We should ask a question too. Like, how many women struggle with having hobbies or having their own? Maybe it's something else. What if it's like personal time? Like, going to a spa day, or like, what is there a female equivalent?
I mean, I'm sure there are. I think a hobby in general can be a female equivalent. I think there's plenty of women that are
like, would spa days don't count as a hobby? What, do they?
I mean, no, a spa day isn't a hobby. Getting your nails done isn't a hobby.
Right. So, I mean, plenty of women do fishing and do all this other shit that I'm talking about as well, but
right.
I'm speaking in generalizations.
It could be stripper pole dancing classes.
True. That could totally be a hobby.
That could totally be a hobby.
You should totally do that.
Never.
I will install into the bedroom tonight.
You will literally never see me on a pole.
Oh, damn it.
I won't take a tango class, and you want me to take a stripper pole dancing exercise class?
Yes.
No, thanks. I would rather just go lift weights. I'd rather do the Stairmaster.
I don't want to watch you lift weights.
And go, well, that's not my fucking problem, dude.
I'm trying to encourage hobbies.
My exercise is not for your sexual enjoyment.
I'm trying to encourage hobbies that we both can enjoy together.
Oh, okay. So my hobby.
This is mutually beneficial, Sarah. Okay, get on board here.
If you can jack off to it, it's not a hobby of mine.
Oh, see.
I think that's a pretty clear rule of thumb.
Give me about 5 minutes. I'll poke some holes through that argument.
What, that you could jack off to anything I did?
That was a hobby. Yeah, absolutely.
If
ribbon dancing was a hobby of yours, I could do it.
Be like, yeah, make it topless?
Yeah.
For sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Underwater basket weaving. Is she topless underwater? Totally could do it.
What if it was...
I can sexualize everything, Sarah. It's... Well, you're going to lose this.
All right. Fair enough.
You lost.
I waved the white flag. Fucking pervert. So sick.
But hobbies, I think this is an interesting. It's a subject that I think comes up in marriages a lot. I think people argue about it a lot, and
of course it's argued about.
I think that a lot of times people really try to respect each other's hobbies, but there's this mutual sometimes like just where you have to prioritize shit, and it's
both parties need to compromise.
Right. And you not need lose to yourself.
Yeah. You need to support your spouse in like, well, and how many times have we said if it's important to your spouse, it has to be important to you.
Right.
Really. If you want to win.
But don't take advantage of it.
Don't take advantage of it. What do you mean?
Like you can't use that as like.
Oh, like gaslighting?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah,
don't take advantage. Like,
you don't want me to be happy? I can't go get drunk with my boys.
I mean, strip clubs are my hobby.
Oh,
you don't want me to be happy?
I wish. I would straight up throw a glass at you. Overhand throw.
They serve free buffets every Wednesday. It's fine. Free dinner.
Was it titties and tater tots? Like Chris Rock?
I don't think so.
I think that's about going to lunch at a strip joint.
Titties and tater.
Tuesday, 12:30. D squad.
Oh my gosh.
$12.99 for titties and tater tots. Nah, dude. Something like that. It's so funny. We gotta watch that stand up.
Oh my gosh. We gotta forget this episode. Funny.
Oh fuck. I had another point, but you kept just blabbing.
Titties and tater tots. Like,
I mean, I guess that's a pretty good ending.
That's gonna be my hobbies. Titties and tater tots.
Oh, this is what I was gonna ask.
We got tots in the fridge. Let's put them in the oven.
Put them in the air fryer, dude.
Yes.
Yeah. Question though, does exercise really count as a hobby?
I believe for some people, yes. Absolutely.
Where like would CrossFit. The line be?
CrossFit. Sorry. that's the line.
I'm not trying to be the best at exercising.
Fucking CrossFit. God, I love and hate these people. I was saying,
you do not love them. You fucking hate CrossFit.
I've done it a bunch. And
when have you done CrossFit?
When I was playing rugby, we did CrossFit things all the fucking time. I hated it.
Like what?
all the fucking workouts that are named after women, and
it's like burpees and push-ups.
Pretty much. And you're like, oh, I want functional.
Does that
functional strength? So and all their shit they preach like a cult.
So if you do pull-ups, it's automatically CrossFit. Is that what you mean?
No, I actually did
ropes,
fucking.
If there's ropes involved, if you're throwing ropes,
are you automatically you're really trying CrossFit. To say like I didn't do CrossFit?
Like, I mean, you worked out a lot, but
like you did one time hot Pilates.
Bitch, I did not do hot Pilates one time.
Three times.
I did it zero times. You're talking about hot yoga. Put some respect on my name.
Oh, hot yoga. One time.
No, I did.
No, like but I did CrossFit like fucking like 10 times.
Oh, a whole 10?
Yeah, it was worthless every time. Fuck CrossFit.
So you got real deep into the CrossFit culture? Is that what you're saying?
No, I hate those people because they're super fit and I'm kind of jealous.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate you admitting that.
Oh, dude.
They are all built like rock climbers. It's impressive.
It's intimidating.
What?
I can't even
intimidating.
Talk. Intimidatingly impressive.
Hooked on phonics.
Work it for me.
I'm going to order you that.
But no, I can't do CrossFit. It's too much cardio.
My boobs are too big.
I just want to lift heavy things and be strong.
I've never seen a super big titty bitch doing CrossFit.
I just want to be strong for about 30 seconds just and that's kidding. It.
But no, I'm sure there's big
30 seconds CrossFit amount bitches. Of effort's all I got.
I don't know. I miss my deep motivation for the gym. I really am going to start going back to the gym, whether you come with me or not.
Right. I used to feel like I could do a CrossFit, but
I have never looked at any CrossFit.
They're better than me.
Yeah. My body will just never look like that. And I'm fine with it. I love me some buff women though. So I dig the CrossFit.
I respect the shit out of them. But
yeah, but I think most of the jokes.
But I'm gonna talk shit about them too. At the same time.
Most of the jokes about CrossFit are the funniest shit I've ever heard in my life. Like, I'm not trying to be the best at exercising.
You make fun of the people you're kind of jealous of. It's like the pretty girl in class. It just happens.
No, I just make fun of people really anywhere.
You make fun of everybody.
I'm an equal opportunist that way. There's really nothing I can't make fun of. Just like you can't there's nothing you can't sexualize. There's not a fucking thing I can't make fun of.
That's true. So let's end this.
All right, wrapping it up.
Fuck CrossFit and fuck your hobbies.
Fuck video games.
And fuck your video.
And the people who play them.
And your golf.
Don't forget to subscribe to our Get Vocal channel and join us every Wednesday at 8 p.m.
Yeah, it's
Pacific
an app
Standard
too, so
time.
You can download it on
Can you
Android.
Let me finish the fucking sentence?
And Apple.
They didn't even hear what I was going to say.
Yeah, they
no,
did.
No, you know what? Forget it.
Get Vocal. It's every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific time. I finished it
go
for
to
you.
Go to the link in our bio on Instagram at Not the Worst Marriage. And feel free to DM Sterling Pimple Popper videos. Have a good
I
night.
I hate when you do that. Sarah's let me record the outro again.
Oh my God.
So thank you for listening to Not the Worst Marriage podcast. If you like what you hear, leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts and leave more reviews this time because I did it this time.
You can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Not the Worst Marriage. Also, subscribe to our Get Vocal channel. We have a live show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's a fucking blast. You can also support the show at patreon.com/nottheworstmarriage, and we will see you next time.